Welcome to Strategic Wealth Strategies Podcast with our host, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. I've got a couple of great guests on today. Daryl Habel, who's the president of Life Settlements, and Bob Larson, who is the founder of Life Settlements. I've known these gentlemen for quite a few years, and they're absolutely brilliant when it comes to financial strategies and decisions.
All right. So let's go ahead with the first question, Alan.
Well, what is the definition of a life settlement?
I think a lot of people know what life settlements are. I'll just make it very briefly. A life settlement is being able to sell your life insurance policy, typically for 5 to 10 times the cash value, by institutional trusts that set up funds to buy policies from seniors.
All right. What financial opportunity is there for a client that completes a life settlement?
Daryl, you take that one.
You know, I think the best way to look at that, and Bob kind of touched on it here just a moment ago, the benefit for the client is when you look at what they could get for the cash surrender value, and we're typically seeing that clients get 5 times or more than what the cash surrender value is. Again, think about a client that might have $20,000 in a policy and ultimately is able to walk away with $100,000. You know, a significant return and benefit through the life settlement transaction.
Why is it such a big problem for people that are 70 and older?
Well, I'll answer that one. You know, the idea is that life insurance companies have made all the money that they need to make on a policy 70 or older. And typically, not all of them, but a good number of them have raised the cost internally in certain kinds of policies, therefore making the premium much greater than what it was when they purchased the contract. In addition, you know, a lot of people have underfunded the contract that don't know it. Interest rates have gone down, and we just had one recently that was a 10-pay 20 years ago. It was a universal life contract. The projected interest rate was 6.5%, and the policy did not perform at 6.5%. It went down to 4%, sometimes 2%. Well, the policy premium was not enough to carry that contract, and clients don't know about this. They need to have the contract highly analytically reviewed.
How does a policy owner in the 70-year and older age know if they qualify for getting 5 to 10 times their cash value by selling their policy?
Daryl?
You know, I think the best way is have a conversation with us. Let's take a look at their policy. Let's take a look at the specifics. You know, each policy is unique. Each insured is unique also in terms of health condition. So the easiest answer is give us a call and we'll have a brief conversation with them relative to some key characteristics about the policy and about their current health.
Well, I know the answer to this one, but the vast majority of Americans don't. There's a lot of firms soliciting these policyholders. What makes you different?
That's a good question, Alan. You know, everybody's seeing firms on television. There's two primary providers, and the term provider means a representative of a fund. And the two providers are on the television, on the radio, spending millions of dollars convincing people why they should come to them. Well, now hear this. All they're doing is they're going to the person, the firm that represents the fund. They're going to attempt to buy a contract at the lowest possible value that they can get that policy for. Secondly, they have no fiduciary responsibility to you as a client. They put that on you. You don't know how your policy's performing that would benefit your family better than a life settlement. They take zero financial responsibility. And as a result, people make decisions based on very, very limited information, and they make it with people that represent the buyer, not you, the seller.
So should a policy owner go directly to Coventry or Abacus because they are on TV?
Take that again, because thank you, Neil. We're passionate about this in our firm. Yeah, the two firms that were mentioned just now are the two that are primarily on the television. They're both providers. They both represent the funds. They have no fiduciary responsibility to you as a client. They're not responsible for telling you anything about what your policy is doing or not doing. They're not giving you any analytic information. They're just giving you one option, and that is, we'll buy your contract. They say they'll buy it for the highest available price. How do you know it's available price unless you've got all the providers bidding against your contract? And that's what we do. We do an analytic evaluation that shares with your client what they can do to keep the contract versus selling it. And then we bid it out amongst all the major providers so that you get the most, the highest possible value in the marketplace.
Well, that's correct, Bob. And Abacus and Coventry state there are no fees, and that gives you more money. But so how do you respond to that?
Well, I'll just piggyback on what I just said, because it's important. They do say there are no fees. We don't charge any fees for doing all the analysis. We give you all the information without any charge to you. We feel a fiduciary responsibility to you through Alan Porter and his team to be sure that what you get is a clear and independent, unbiased picture of what your policy is going to be doing. We don't charge any fees for that. And secondly, when they say they don't charge any fees, they're giving you the least amount that they think you'll take in order to buy the contract. We do charge, if you choose to go ahead with it, we do charge a fee, but that fee is minimal compared to what you get over and above what they would give you. We represent you, and we bid you amongst the three of the major providers, and we get them to try to get the, think of it this way. You're selling your home, you have one buyer, are you going to get your price? Usually that buyer is going to be negotiating your price down. If you've got three buyers that are hungry after your home, is it likely that you're going to get a higher price? The answer is, I'll answer it myself, it's yes. And that's what we do. We give you complete analytics so that you know what's best for your family, independently, unbiased. And then we, if you choose to go ahead and you choose to see if the price is about what we think it will be in our analytics, then we go ahead and take it in to the three major funds, three major providers, independent providers, and get them to argue with each other, which brings the higher price far beyond any fee that we would charge.
Please explain what you do to help a policy owner understand their options and why that makes a difference.
Neil, that's a great question. I'm going to defer that to Daryl.
The key is educating an individual or a client, that policy owner, educating them about the options on how they can manage the policy. And when we say manage, we're talking about keeping that policy, or at least maybe keeping some of it. So the key things that we look at is, how can they keep some or all of that coverage? Compare those options to what the market value of the contract is. So now that client is armed with all kinds of information to help them make an educated decision, ultimately for them to be able to make the best decision for their particular family situation, not just here's a sale. So that's really the key difference of what we do and why we feel that's so important to give them that information.
Well, you kind of covered this before, but what is the obligation for the policyholder if they contact you? And aren't you insured by Lloyd's of London?
Well, Alan Porter has chosen our firm because we are truly a fiduciary. We are truly an unbiased firm. We are problem solvers. We've been in business, Daryl and I, in excess of 25 years. We have the best interest in the client, in your client, Alan, that has an interest in knowing what their contract is worth. When someone comes to us, they say they, being the providers that are on television, I've mentioned them earlier, they are on television a lot. They say there's no charge. Well, there's no charge. All they're doing is giving you the bid price that they think they could buy the policy for. They're one buyer, and they represent the fund. What we do is we do not charge either to do all the analytics prior to even finding out whether or not it's the right thing for you and you feel that it's right for your family. We do no charge. We actually put money into the process to be able to give you the picture that Daryl just talked about of all the options, selling versus keeping, how you can keep it. If you sell it, what about the prices? What are the prices we think we can get? All that information we do at no charge to help you make a good decision.
Why is now the best time to see if you qualify for selling your policy?
Daryl?
There is a tremendous, I was going to say ton, there's a tremendous amount of capital or dollars out there looking for policies to acquire. The key is that the buyer of life settlements is investing in those policies, and they have no correlation to any other kind of assets that those institutional funds are investing in. So there's a tremendous amount of capital chasing all of these policies. So timing couldn't be any better than today because of that tremendous amount of capital.
Well, guys, if a policyholder wants to get a hold of you, how do they do that? Or are they going to receive a pitch call or a pitch sales pitch?
Well, I would say, first of all, I want to piggyback on what Daryl said. There is one of the providers that's on television just went public to get public money to buy contracts, and an avalanche of new funds have come into the market. So right now, is the more money that's in there, the more they have to deploy. So when we get three of those providers bargaining for your contract, trust me, we've seen the price double from what the provider was offering as an individual buyer. Alan, I think that they want to contact you directly. They certainly can contact our 800 line, but you should contact Alan Porter. His number is right there on the screen. Is it 910-551-1046? Correct, Alan?
That's correct. And one thing, Bob, I've learned ever since I've known you and everything I do, people thought something was true and turned out not to be true. When would we want to find out about it? Well, obviously, as soon as possible. And this is just another thing that people don't understand and are not educated on.
All right. Well, this is great information, Alan. Again, something I did not know about, that I knew a lot of the answers to these questions this time, because last time that Daryl came on the show, he explained things, but this is one even deeper into the information, defined information. But contact Alan today if you're looking to sell your life insurance policy. Appreciate it, Alan.
You bet.
Thanks, Daryl. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right. That was the Strategic Wealth Strategies podcast, guys. Take care.